The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Wilson of KGLA Radio in Algona and Nick Johansson of the Red Oak Express. Nick, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Good afternoon, Senator. Thanks for having us. I was wondering, first off, could you comment on the latest situation between nuclear arms and North Korea? I know that there was another recent incident, and just wondering, what do you think the next step is going to be, and what the U.S. needs to do about it?
The United States has to do what it can on its own through sanctions. And mostly through our banking system to put pressure on overseas banks that have to do business through U.S. banks. And if those same overseas banks are doing business with North Korea, then they can't use our banking system, and that's going to shut down a lot of the commerce and hopefully enhance sanctions against North Korea and get them to see the wrongs of their ways. Then, of course, through the UN, both 3 weeks ago as well as more recently, additional sanctions put on by the UN Security Council, carry them out, and then, God forbid, be ready to retaliate if they send a missile our way that's got a warhead on it. Brian?
Senator, there's been a lot of talk in the news recently about the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, the DACA program that was instituted under President Obama. And I guess just kind of give me your thoughts. The president has made it clear that he wants some work done in Congress on that issue. Is there work that can be done? Do you think there's something, there's an agreement that can be reached that might be amicable to both sides when it comes to DACA?
I'm sure that anything that's done on DACA is going to make Democrats happy and some Republicans happy. And Republicans can be totally as happy as Democrats if we can get some other immigration issues that we would like to get passed. There are negotiations going on with members of my committee and people outside of my committee that sponsor legislation in regard to DACA kids. There's been a couple meetings at the staff level. Maybe this week we'll have a meeting at the member level, but there's going to be a slow evolution of a comprehensive bill. Not comprehensive in the way of dealing with every single immigration issue that you can think of, but something to balance the legality that DACA kids would have so that we can get other immigration bills passed that normally would never get up on the floor of the United States Senate. Nick?
I understand that there's going to be another move towards a vote on the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. I was wondering if you could give us any updates on what kind of negotiations are going on in preparation of that deadline.
Now, this is a bill sponsored by Republican senators from Louisiana and South Carolina. Not quite as comprehensive as the bill that came one vote short in August, but still a very, very good bill to undo some of the things that are obviously wrong and detrimental to health insurance and delivering health care that happened to be now in Obamacare. I think that this bill has a chance. It's been around since Christmas, but not much discussed because of the leadership of the United States Senate trying to get a comprehensive bill through, so it wasn't even brought up previously. Now it seems like the only hope of dramatically changing Obamacare, and it has to be done by September 30th. And so I hope it would move. I think I'm moving in the direction of supporting it, but I want to wait until I visited to greater detail with the sponsors of the bill. Brian?
Senator, we've been hearing in the news all the last month or so about some devastating natural disasters that have hurt other parts of the country, not necessarily Iowa. But I guess, how would you rate the federal government's performance in helping out in both the situations there with Harvey and Irma that have struck the southern portions of the country?
Probably not as good as what's going on in the private sector for people to recover themselves, including electric utility companies that seem to be way ahead of what was prognosticated that they would be at this point. But the government is doing so much better compared to Katrina 12 years ago, Sandy, five, 6 years ago. A lot of lessons learned being put to practice, trying to make decisions early, as the president did even before the storm struck. He knew it was going to be a disaster area, declaring it as such, and getting help there ahead of time, encouraging people to get out more so than they did when Katrina struck New Orleans 12 years ago, moving people in from government service in other parts of the country, particularly with FEMA or with the Department of Homeland Security to help out. Just setting a very good example for the next storm. Nick?
Yeah, can you give us the latest information that you know of on the work that's going towards tax reform?
Yeah. I would expect within the next week or less than 2 weeks that the Big Six, which is Secretary of Treasury, the Economic Advisor to the President, the chairman of the two tax writing committees and the Democrat and Republican leaders will get together and put out what we call a framework, which is basically a broad outline of what we're trying to accomplish through tax cuts, tax reform, and tax simplification. Then the committees will fill in the details, and I think it's pretty important to have that agreement out that between the House and Senate and the White House. I think that we're going to get a bill to the president by Thanksgiving. I think the outline would include doing away with some taxes, but mostly reducing taxes, particularly for the middle class, having maybe doing away with the estate tax to help small business and agriculture. It would include revenue neutrality. It would have emphasis upon what we call standard scoring, but dynamic scoring, because there will be some growth to the economy, and to consider that as bringing in more revenue when you pass the bill. That's a broad outline. Nothing real specific as you'd think about getting down in the weeds with what we have to do to write a final bill. And Brian, this will be the last question.
All right. I guess, Senator, last week you had said you were hoping that the Congress and at least the Senate would skip the upcoming recess to stay in Washington, get work done. Do you think that's actually going to happen? Is that something that could happen?
Yeah. Well, Senator Ernst and I have sent a letter to the leadership, and I think we have even more senators than the two of us that feel that way, with so much coming up this fall. And with Thanksgiving and Christmas out of this year, it's going to be a short year to accomplish a lot. Not so much would it be difficult if we'd accomplish more during the first 8 months of this year, but Republicans should be embarrassed that we didn't accomplish more. And so all the more reason why we work a little bit harder this fall. and not take a break that would be in October.
Thank you, Brian and Nick, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.